This is recorded on April 12th, 2016.
And look what's happening. We said they were coming back, Bob, and they are. You know this. You know this.
Yeah.
And some are coming back more dirigible. More dirigible. Do you know what dirigible is, Bob?
That's actually a term LaRouche uses.
You and your LaRouche. Yes,
but
that's
what is dirigible as you mean it?
No.
Oh,
what
that's
does
why
LaRouche
I'm creating
mean it?
Wait. That's why I'm creating. What? You didn't finish the sentence. You said, that's why you're creating what?
Dirigible.
Right. So what does it mean? I've marked it.
Oh, we said, what does he mean?
What does LaRouche mean by it?
That's what you're supposed to tell us. You know LaRouche. You're in the LaRouche quadrant. You put everything, the sun, moon, the stars, and the goddamn LaRouche quadrant, so you're going to figure out the dirigible that you've gotten them into.
Yeah, I noted it, but I don't have the book here. I don't remember the meaning, but it's something to do with, making more technologies, emphasizing technological growth for economic benefits. I think that's what dirigible, I don't know why they use that word, but I think that's what it meant. Is that close to what the American fathers meant?
No.
All right, well, tell me what it means.
Capable of being steered, guided, or directed.
Oh, okay. Right, so that LaRouche says, the American fathers said the government would, loan here, give credits there. That's dirigible. That's government management or steering, correct?
A dirigible spotlight.
Right. Now, is that view that LaRouche has, he thinks that he's been saying this for 30, 40 years, that's the way to run an economy with government support, is that too socialist today? Is that impossible?
Yes, it is. It is impossible.
Right.
You had to borrow the government because, see, the reason you built all these great republics, Bob, is because people weren't God enough to be. They mean God we trust. They put that on the money. They weren't God enough to be their own God. Now you're coming into a place where people are their own God, and it's going to be soon because it's the United States are instead of the United States is.
You don't mean were. You don't mean they'll disappear, but they will be in earnest. Now, how is that?
No, they are. The United States are. They won't be one anymore.
Oh, there'll be many decentralized. They won't be unified. They'll balkanize. Break up.
The reason you have the church is because you needed God. The reason you needed government is because you're just a little man. Just a little. I'm just a little man, Bob. I'm just a little man.
Right.
Just it, Bob. Just a little man. But when you become a God, you don't need a government. You don't need a Senate. You don't need a Congress. And if you look at what's happening, it's all but just an absolute, resolute, nothing loot. You see?
Right.
The holy orifices, all the holy orifices have been filled with your penis, Bob.
Right. But wait a minute, so then when you say they are, does that mean that there's no more United States as government? Or does it
Correct.
Mean they break up and...
There is
no more government.
Nostradamus was right.
Right, but when you say are, that means they exist, doesn't it?
Well, but are means that they are more than is. Is means the United States of America is. But now you say, before the Civil War, they said the United States are.
Right.
They were more than one. They were one. And that's what you're going back to. This is, we're fixing to begin what you call Reconstruction, Bob.
Right. So that government, state governments will interact with Norway, China, Latvia. There'll be this communication around the world, decentralized, and they won't be operating within a framework in the United States, the old D.C. control, Washington, D.C. control.
It's going to change.
Right.
It won't be the way they know it. If you does that make any sense? Those high minded words are beautiful. They are fabulous and wonderful. Fabulous.
But Wisconsin will start doing stuff with Germany on its own. Like
they already do. They already do. Right. All the panty leaks, every one of those panty leaks, if you really, 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 really look, are in Nevada. It's all in Nevada. USA. Not the United States of America. They would never participate in Vladimir Putin's capacity. capacity to hide billions of dollars in a little well, mortician. But Nevada did.
Now, you say Nevada allows people to hide their monies?
We're saying that's what they're saying. We're saying that's what they said happened.
Oh. And it did.
It is happening. It is happening.
Okay, now...
and we're going to do this one more time. Hold on. Yeah, we are.
Oh, wait.
You have an ex parte McCarty ruling.
I have to look that up. I don't know what those terms mean. But
that's okay. We gave it to you. Here's, let me picture it. Picture it. USA, 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 1869. Guess what happened? The Supreme Court was in a fucked up case. They refused to hear the case involving the Reconstruction Acts.
Okay.
Okay. It marked an effigy of radical Republican power to determine national policy. You're fixing to have this all the way again. Andrew Johnson, we talked about him. You know he's that squirrely one. March, picture it, March 1867. The new Congress is passed over Johnson's veto. The first of the Reconstruction Act provided for suffrage of male freedom and military administration in the southern states. With Reconstruction virtually taken out of his hands, the president, by exercising his veto and by narrowly interpreting the law, managed to delay the program so seriously that he contributed materially to radical Republican support. Okay, now, we can go all into this, but that's not what the point is. What the point is, you've now got yourself into a position where this is what's fixing to happen again. You now have a eligible Supreme Court, split 50-50. You didn't ask all this. This is your free part, but probably you'll never ask this, so we got to get you in. Bob says, Iron, what do you think today? Well, this is what we think today. We're trying to tell you something. Keto's got to get that lucky box right somewhere else, so we got to give a little something to work with. All right, so something to work with is this is how it all plays down. The next thing you know, the Resolute, HMS Charlotte, the Resolute, comes into play again. It has 8 times in the past. You know those. We've gone through that to death. And we love our queen. God save her. We're very quietly telling you something, Bob. God save her. We're telling you something, Bob. So as you note these canticles, David Cameron doesn't have a clue. As you note these canticles, you start noting that things are going to be hip and, well, actually nuts. We have to be careful that we say your words that you can actually embrace, because you're going to beat this to death. We already know specifically. Or now, as you say, specifically, we know specifically you're going to beat this to death. So here's what happened. It changes. You've got this whole thing, 67 and 68. You place the southern states under a military government. It requires a universal manhood suffrage. Suffrage is the key word there, okay? Despite the racial program, however, white control over the southern state governments was gradually restored, okay? Then, terrorist organizations such as the Ku Klux Klan and the Knights of the White Columbus and the Dibble Dabble Dobby Doe's and all that mess that you refer to also in the LaRouche quadrant sometimes, but even so, then you come into this, the subculture in that comparison, okay? But then you get to the radical part of Reconstruction. Now, there where you're going into the different districts, and that's what's going to happen. Since the Resolute can't make it so, the president has no power or capacity, as you know, and you don't care who the sitting president of the United States is already anyway. You don't matter. It doesn't matter. You don't care about that. Right. Nobody cares. They don't do anything. And he's just the president. He doesn't know anything. Blah, 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 blah. Then they don't care and it doesn't matter. All right? Then when it doesn't matter, then you can find out how William McCardle, the editor, was arrested for sedition.
Okay. And that would be redone. We're going to redo the making of Reconstruction or the dismantling of Reconstruction?
No, no, you're going to start it the first time.
We're going to redo that. I'm back.
No, you're not going to redo it. You're going to do it the first time. This is the second time. One you're reading about is the second time. That's the one coming.
The one I'm reading about in history from 1869.
Yes, because, see, in 1869, when the court dismissed McArdle's appeal on the grounds that it now lacked jurisdiction over such matters, Congress had thus established its supremacy over both the federal, executive, and judicial branches. The first time it ever happened. And when it happened, that's where it all went wrong. Right there.
But you're saying we're going to do it the first time. You just described the second time. What's the first time?
The first time. No. The first time is what you're fixing to do. We can't say that yet. You got to develop it. We got to get you
I'm
out of
I'm
going to
do the first one. The first time.
You've already started it because you've already come against things. They say, well, you got to do this. No, by God, I don't. Well, you got to do this. No. You know. My name is no. My number is no. My sign is no. No. You got to let it go. You got to let it go. Let it go. No. You got to let it go. Then what happens is it's already become a thing. So now the buffering, the buffeting. Do you know the buffeting to buffet something? Now everybody's scared to death. They're buffeting. Master, the tempest is raging. Don't you find it interesting that we saved James Cleveland to the very end for you to get some good, to find out what peace be still means?
Right, right.
We could have done that long before Doris Aker and the Sky Pilot Choir, couldn't
right.
we?
Right.
But instead, it hit for this little moment. So now that you can see the demons or men or whatever it be.
Okay,
you become the master of ocean and earth and skies. And that's where you're coming to. So this is this is that position. Now, you're gonna come into a place quickly to where it matters. It doesn't this second. But you gotta get smart on this very quickly because as they come along, people don't even know what habeas corpus is, let alone how to take advantage of it. Do you see?
Right. You're saying I gotta do what with that?
I know it.
Get smart about. Know about
it.
Habeas corpus? I have to know my rights?
There aren't your rights. It's a tribunal.
So is this before we go stealth or after we go stealth?
Next Tuesday.
Right. There's some kind of legal things that Carol and I are going to be involved with.
No. You got to be able to have this conversation so you can explain it to the idiots that aren't going to understand what the Resolute is and what Reconstruction is and how Reconstruction applies. And even, see, you have to have the second version to know what even the first thing that you're fixing to do is. So they knew what they were doing then because of this time now, what we're fixing to do. That's how they knew how to do Reconstruction. Do you see?
Right now,
how else would they know how to complete the Reconstruction this way, if not from your example that you've already put forth? And we're saying they absolutely knew, they absolutely did it because you couldn't fit this perfectly. You couldn't do this. You couldn't have Congress overrode a veto to this level and degree. It's impossible. So now it's going to start.
You're saying Opinel was involved with 1869 and the McArdle issue?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I have to read up on this, so don't need to go on too much about it. Let me...
Well, that's the point. Okay, so then here's what we're going to tell
you. Okay, go ahead.
The District of Columbia versus Heller.
Okay.
Look that one up, too.
Right. Now, the on the surface, Donald Trump is having a bad couple of weeks. Do you still say, I heard you say that Trump's going to win by a landslide. Do you still hold that, or is it subject to all kinds of vicissitudes and platitudes happening over the next
year? No, it's just...
No, are you saying, did you say publicly that Trump's going to win?
We said President Trump will rule the day.
Right. Well, you did predict a month or two ago that brokered convention, so I started to see that being talked about in the news.
Yeah, and Rule 40, and we Rule 40.
Yeah. So the chaos has started in the Republican Party, and you
see
Trump.
It's been going on. Yeah, they're fixing to implode. This is Reconstruction, Bob.
Right.
This is Reconstruction.
Did Reconstruction rebuild the South with the North in control? I don't even know what Reconstruction did. So I have to read up on it. Or is it just the word Reconstruction? They brought the South into the Northern fold?
Basically.
So they're bringing the new politics, into traditional politics. Trump is the means. Are the people going to get really pissed off over the next few months at the attempt to stop Trump?
Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump erupted on Fox and Friends Monday morning after the weekend. He saw Ted Cruz of Texas sweep all of Colorado's 34 delegates without any votes being cast by the citizens in a traditional primary process. I've gotten millions or more votes than Lion Ted Cruz. I've got hundreds of delegates more, and we keep fighting. Then you have a Colorado where they just get all of their delegates, and it's not even a system, Trump said right. During the Fox News broadcast. There was no voting. I didn't go out there to make a speech or anything. There's no voting.
Right. Now, is he complaining or is he confident? Does this collapse will favor him? Does he have an inkling?
Oh, it's perfect. It's perfect. They offered him trips. They offered them all sorts of things. You're not allowed to do this, Trump said. The method by which some woo delegates, you're allowing them to offer trips. You go by there and buy their votes. What kind of system is this? Now I'm an outsider and I came in the system and I'm winning the votes by millions of votes, but the system is rigged. It's crooked, Bob.
Yeah. So he's going to, are the kids who maybe support Sanders, are they going to realize, I assume Sanders doesn't get the nomination though, who knows, but if he doesn't,
right.
Are they going to see Hillary as an old-fashioned and defect to the revolution, they're perceiving Trump?
They are voting against. They're only voting against Hillary.
Okay. What is it?
They're not voting for Sanders.
Right. What is it about Canadians and other parts of the world, the liberal democracies that love Hillary? What aren't they getting about Hillary as non-Americans?
Well, they remember the dot bombs and the Monica Lewinsky and the whole nine things, and then that came back to a place where they were okay. Bill Clinton made them
right.
feel safe. They weren't safe. They were absolutely bastions of nothingness, but he made them feel good.
Clinton did. President Bill Clinton,
yeah.
You're talking about.
Yep.
So he won the day in the long run, but that doesn't hold anymore with the younger kids?
Right. No, they don't care. They're like, who?
Right. So, well, that's fun. Okay, so the I can look at this Republican thing, the Trump thing, as part of a reconstruction happening.
That is. Clinton for prosecution, yeah. Not president.
Right, you really think the email thing will start to get at her, come at her?
It already has. It already has. That's how Bernie is taking off.
Does she understand this and is scared shitless, or is she used to this?
She's working.
Yeah, but she's nervous.
Go to the Drudge Report. Then you can see the furious Colorado has no primary caucus and Cruz celebrate the voterless victory.
are there general, say, informed journalists, they're supposed to be informed in these matters, are they shocked at what's unfolding in front of them?
Yeah. But see, they knew he'd blow up, and he didn't. They knew he'd fall out, and he didn't. They knew it wouldn't work, and it didn't. And now it is. And he's like, oh, my God, he's two breaths away from the presidency. We better do something quick, you see.
Right. And the journalists are... The journalists are even joining in with the powers that be to disrupt Trump.
But it's not working because they can't disrupt him because he's their show. Like you said, you'd love Trump as president.
Yeah.
You don't care who it
right.
is, but it'd give you more to talk about than you've ever had to talk about. course, talking
right.
about it.
So they're caught between a, not a hard place, and they're caught between their desk, and their cushioned chair in the office, and a nice bus ride. That's what they're caught from. Caught between a comfortable chair and a bus ride.
That
press bus.